assist as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband. I'll probably be remarkably short today. I plan to send a postcard tomorrow to invite George to a hike. I have kind of worked out plans. It's just plans, and it's a hope. And so I'm asking him to join me on a hike December 8th, 2023, to hike Big Frog Mountain. Because it is my hope at that time to go to the top of Big Frog and do my 1,000,000th jumping jack. So that is my hope. And George, you're invited. The other thing would be, I did send a postcard today to my family because the day before I sent the blank one to yesterday. Well, today I sent one with the title, "My Home is Your Home. I'll Never Cast You Out." That's a line that my kids might be familiar with because it is a line that I have used for decades. And on so I sent the postcard today with a link to a video on September 14th of 2021. Titled "A Frank Talk on Suicide, My Home is Your Home, I Will Never Cast You Out." It has the photo of Brandon Bryant on there. And so that's the photo I used for the postcard. And I found it interesting timing because yesterday, in several emails I sent one to a local group involved in slavery. And on my wall over there, I'll drop in the photos. I'll do the editing and drop in the photos. I have on the back wall, which you see. Can you see? On the back wall, I have a bunch, and then I've gone to this side wall. There, the first row, most of it is collateral murder. All of it is collateral murder. The next row has the first three are of a gentleman, Oleg Melnikov. And because, again, I did a yeah, so I was going to be really short. I did a review of him. It got introduced to him on June 14th of 2021 when I saw a video called 21st Century Slaves. And, you know, so because of the research, I've actually emailed him. I did not get a response, but I did email his organization, alternatives.help. And so he's on my wall, and you know, every once in a while I look at those photos. There is a reminder. And so I decided to go to the website. And it's gone. The website is gone. So I wondered, what's going on? You know, because he's in a high-risk business. I did some research, and there's the possibility he's dead. He might not be, but the article I read has its suggestion because, as I pointed out at the time, he had, at the time, the second photo on my wall since 2011, Alternativa has freed 1,400 people, you know, from slavery. This is a big deal. And, you know, so I've done a lot on that. Because I sent out the email today, sent out the links, because one of the things I did is if you go to that, you end up on the page that has several things I've done in slavery. Including the link to the 21st Century Slaves, which was a program done by RT. But our Our overlords at Google have decided that RT has to be banned in the U.S. So there are ways around it, but it's difficult. You have to know how. So if you go to 21st Century Slaves, just click the button, the video is right there on my server for you to view or even download. The link is there for YouTube, and you'll find that it at least right now, well, it doesn't work. And of course, the link is there for his website. And right now, if you go to it, it doesn't work. So the video is there. It's short, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. I recommend it. And I put the text, it's already there, of my email. One of the things I've started to do when I write things, when I want to make sure it's clear, I read it out loud. Because I find that I especially grammatical errors and whatnot, and I don't talk right, I catch more readily if I read it out loud than if I just simply read it. And because this was important, I did it at least twice, and I could never get through it. One of the things I have noticed in the last year or two is I've gotten a whole lot more emotional. So just simply reading what I wrote, I broke down. So I'm not going to read it, but it's there. No point in doing it again. Apparently, the number's up to 1,500 people he's released from slavery. He's Russian. He went to Ukraine to apparently do support in Kherson, the southwestern most part of the new part of Russia. The new part of Russia, as Russian and a lot of countries acknowledge, as the West does not acknowledge. But he went there and hasn't been seen from in a month. And from my understanding, he's assumed dead. There's the possibility he did escape, and I don't know. It got to me. To send the email to an organization yesterday about slavery, and to find this out today, to write that email, I sent out and I got three responses fairly quickly, including two. I want to know, one especially was I want to know more, it got to me. And one of the things that was talked about with one gentleman, one of the responses, is, yeah, there's a way to help the slave. It's exactly what I wrote yesterday to this local organization. Shofar Leaks is a way to help slaves. But I need somebody to explain it and then push it. It's a problem. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, that pro-life advocate, is still a pro-life advocate. He promotes the difference between a black man and a white man is skin color, not qualitative. He promotes the idea that there's a word in scripture, andropodistes, enslaver. It is not a good thing to be. And I do have that one video again. It really got to me too. Seriously, go buy a slave. I watched it again because obviously it's an issue. The one I haven't watched yet, and Lot Levites Yazidis, because that's really old, 2017. Because you see the contrast between the events around Lot and Sodom and the Levites and the end of the book of Judges and the Yazidis of, well, today, of recent years. Similarities are phenomenal. clients or other examples, but my lady, my wife, I haven't changed in one sense, and another very much so. I'm not going to give up. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I want you back.